Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. Earlier this week, Six Nations man Ryan Davis, who is a father of four and who has a passion for sports and the community he lives in, announced on Facebook he had a big announcement coming. As family and friends made playful hints, little did they know, Six Nations man Ryan Davis was quietly developing a First Nations hockey team to compete at the 2024 Dream Cup Nation. The Dream Cup Nation is the first of its kind and is intended to be an international ice hockey tournament that celebrates and emphasizes the emergence of the sport in non-traditional ice hockey markets. Davis spoke with CKRZ News about how he came across the event, saying he was just scrolling on Facebook one day and seeing the advertisement, and he reached out to inquire about an Indigenous team being played at the tournament. The following is a clip from the interview with CKRZ News where Davis describes his interaction with the organization and what the outcome may be.
Asked about if they had any representation or any contact with Aboriginal people, First Nations people, North American Indians, you know what I mean? Like the people that we are, you know what I mean? And he said no, and nobody had reached out to him and investigated a little bit about trying to put a team into his tournament. So he said there was a little bit of talk. He received some talk from some other Indigenous and Native people from out west, I do believe, maybe in Edmonton or Cree, maybe the Cree Nation or somebody, inquired a little bit, asked a few questions about the tournament, but nobody really was serious about it until he talked to me. So we kind of just hit it off like that, just kind of introducing myself and just kind of asking what he was looking for. And yeah, and he was just, he was like on our side, like, you know what I mean? Like as Indigenous people, like in First Nations people and the first peoples of this country, you know what I mean? Like he was very supportive and he said, yeah, like if you're interested in this, like I'd love to have you, you know, like I'd love to be involved and we'd love to offer you an invitation in a nutshell. So
during the interview, Davis also talked about what type of competition would be there as it is geared towards non-traditional hockey markets.
So, you know, for example, I do believe on the website, will we be playing like a team Israel? You know, we're playing like a team South America. We're playing like a team Bahamas or Barbados. You know what I mean? We're playing these non-traditional hockey markets, right? Like we're not playing like a team Canada or a team USA, like at a national event, you know what I mean? Like a world championships type of thing, you know, with the Finlands and the Swedens and stuff. But for me, this is what I told him and this is what I tell you and this is what I'm going to tell everybody and this is what needs to get out there is that we have so much talent across Turtle Island that, you know, we can compete with the Team USA's and the Team Canada's, you know, at the national level, at the world level, and that's where we got to go with this. You know, this is the dream. This is the ultimate vision here is to launch this, you know, and I'm taking the initiative to do that. To launch this and then get our people on the national stage and just be included in the world championships, be included in international events, you know, be included in the Pan Am Games, be included in the nationals, you know, be included in under 17s, be included in the world juniors, you know what I mean? Be included in the Olympics, you know, they're finally getting lacrosse in 2028. Like that's just one sport, but why can't it be hockey? You know, why can't it be other sporting things, you know, for our people, you know, like then that's where I want to grow and that's where I want to go. And that's what my promotion here is. And that's the ultimate vision here is to use hockey and use this sport to help propel us and our people onto that national stage. Because I know Teddy Nolan knows, you know, all the people in the hockey industry. I've got a lot of supporters out there. We all know and see it that, you know, there's a lot of talent around the country, you know what I mean? And if we can get all that talent together, you know what I mean? And put teams together in these national tournaments, I know we can compete with the best players in the world, you know, and the best countries in the world, you know? So that's the ultimate goal here. That's the ultimate dream. And like I say, right now is baby steps. And, you know, this team Indigenous that I started is hopefully just the foundation and the building block that gets set with this tournament that we can build off and grow and let this thing just kind of evolve and hopefully, you know what I mean, take off and we can get included into all those big events, those national events that I just mentioned.
The actual tournament is from April 23rd to 28th of 2024, which will be presented by CCM and the New Jersey Devils and will take place at the American Dream Ice Rink in Jersey, New York. I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.